The Gauteng Department of Social Development failed to spend millions of rands, leaving NGOs and NPOs taking care of the vulnerable, struggling to keep food on the table. The department's annual report revealed that most of the programs were badly affected by the under-expenditure of 17.9 million rand and a further 13.2 million rand underspent on restorative services programs. We look at the impact of this on people on the ground, and we speak to Cradle of Hope, House of Safety for Abused Women and Children in Krugersdorp founder Melody van Brakel. Melody, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's lovely to be here.
I suppose, for you guys, it's shocking that the department is underspent by 17.9 million. And a further 13.2 million underspent on restorative services programs when you have the challenges that you have on the ground.
Yes, that is really, it's heartbreaking. This happens every year. For the past 4 years, there's been an underspending of more than 1 billion rand in the department in total. And it's just not acceptable that this money goes back to the treasury and is underspent, and then the excuses are computer glitches or COVID's a nice one that everybody uses these days. So we are really, really struggling right across the board. NGOs are severely affected by lack of funding.
Is there any way that NGOs like yourself can do something about putting pressure to ensure that the allocated money is spent?
Well, we are a couple of NGOs that work together and talk together and try and put pressure on the department. But at the Cradle of Hope, 7 years ago, I actually, as the CEO and our board, decided not to apply for funding from formal government any longer, because it's a heck of a lot of paper and it takes a long time, and we were just declined funding every year. We were told that there's no money, and then also sometimes after we applied, a couple of months later, we would ask what's happening with our application, and our forms would have been lost. Our application was missing. So we decided that we will just trust God for funding and not apply for government funding anymore. But many of the NGOs that I know that get government funding are really struggling, because they have also got expenses. They've got salaries to pay and running costs and petrol and vehicles to get the children to the schools. And they can't function because they just don't have the capital, the money to do this. So it is extremely, you know, the department is completely inadequate and there's a zero care attitude, and this is just inhumane.
Can you paint a picture for our listeners in terms of, you know, what difference this money could have actually made had it been spent? What could you have done with it?
Oh, well, there's so many poor and vulnerable people at the moment. The need is overwhelming. At the Cradle of Hope, we get hundreds of requests for especially food parcels from right around the country every day. And we're just not coping. Yesterday afternoon, normally on a Monday afternoon, we hand out 250 crisis food parcels. Yesterday afternoon, we were swamped. We stopped counting at 350. We just took our stock from that we had saved for the end of the month and just started packing, because the people are hungry today. And to see the hunger and desperation in these people's eyes, they've lost their jobs. Many of them have lost their places of stay. Some of them are living in their cars. They just can't find work at the moment. And they are so hungry and starving. We see their health deteriorating. The one part of the money that was not spent, the 17.9 million rand, was also unspent on funds on antiretroviral food parcels. So people that are using ARVs need to eat. It is so important for their well-being. And the money was not spent. And we actually get a lot of requests from people who are on ARVs for food parcels. So it really traumatizes us on a daily basis to look into the eyes of these hungry people, to feel their cold hands when they take the parcel, and to only say to them, God bless you. We can only hand out what we receive. And this is hugely stressful. The humanitarian needs at this stage, basic rights, food, medical care, clothing, is just not met.
Yeah, it's just shocking and unacceptable. Melody, thank you so much for your time and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a lovely day.
You too. That was Melody van Brakel, founder of the Cradle of Hope, a house of safety for abused women and children in Krugersdorp.